Right. I think this is going to be quite different. First of all, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't know why the program says that. I'm a second-year PhD student. I study invertebrate electrophysiology at the University of Sussex. My co-author studies the genetics of Parkinson's at Cardiff University. However, the work I'm presenting here is not something that's directly related to our PhDs. This is something we've done in our spare time. We both felt that there was the rapid pace of progress in brain neuromodulation research warranted better public participation. Many of you might be aware of the fact that there is a strong need for increased and better public participation in many areas of science. Many scientists and researchers are skeptical about public participation. They don't like to simplify and even dramatize complex scientific issues and have problems with speculating, really, on future research findings and future technological applications of those findings and their impacts. However, the lack of public participation is evident in several surveys that show that one of the main problems that people have with biomedical and biotechnological research is that they don't feel a sense of involvement. So we wanted to get around that problem and make full use of the web and create a forum, really, and a platform for public participation in neuromodulation research. We decided to focus on one specific technology that we felt was especially important, one hypothetical technology that I'll describe next. It's something we call an eye plant. Many of you might know what rewarding brain stimulation is. It's a procedure where an electrode is used to stimulate the reward system of an animal, a rat, say. And you can do this conditionally so that a rat is stimulated if it, say, lifts a weight or runs on a treadmill or solves a problem and use the electrical stimulation as a reinforcer to make the animal behave in a certain way. We suggested that deep brain stimulation implants that target the nucleus accumbens might be used in the same way on human patients that have problems with exercise and obesity, say, since the nucleus accumbens is also region of the brain capable of sustaining rewarding brain stimulation. And so we created a website where people could actually take part in the formulation and the sort of the characterization of this hypothetical technology. The site contains information and news that's relevant for people who would want to take part in this discussion in an effective way. We have video clips on YouTube and Facebook that contain similar information. We also have a sidebar with more frequently updated information that makes use of microblogs and normal blogs. We also have a poll that has, I think, 71 responders so far asking when iPlants will enter clinical trials. And the leading option right now is 2010 and 2015, closely followed by never. Site traffic is at, this is for a two-month period in this summer, and we had over 800 visits for the site, that, and people usually stayed about 3 minutes on the site. For videos, we had about 6,000 views in the same period. Now, most of those views were for people simply searching YouTube or Google for the word dopamine. And if you do that today, you'll find that our videos are the ones that come up. There is a serious shortage of videos about dopamine function in the human brain, which is why ours come up. They're quite rudimentary. And if you have the opportunity, please go ahead and make use of video, because it's really popular, but it's not used by scientists much. Right, but the point of this project was to promote public participation, and the web is extremely good at this these days. YouTube and Facebook, obviously, but several other social networks have public commenting functions so that people can comment on a topic or make a question, and then other people can see that question, respond specifically to that comment or question, or carry on with a new question of their own in the discussion. So we have multiple ongoing conversations around the internet. Because we use the term iPlant specifically, we coined that term, we've been able to use web crawlers to search the web for use of the term iPlant, and when we find a good discussion, we'll link to it on our site, and then people can go and join that discussion, etc. There's also a recent development with Google called Friend Connect, which means that you can log in now to our site and make comments directly on the site. So if any of you go to this site and you see something you don't like, something that doesn't make technical sense, or just some comment or question you have, you can scroll down to the bottom of the site and just add your comment right away, and we'll respond and we'll incorporate it if it's pertinent. Here is a classification of the kinds of comments that we get specifically on the development of iPlants, that is conditional rewarding brain stimulation for human patients. As you can see, there is a lot of really quite good and thoughtful discussion about different ethical and practical problems that might arise if we wanted to start using conditional rewarding brain stimulation in humans. It is basically a controlled form of addiction, so obviously people have questions about misuse and abuse, but there's also a lot of interesting comments on how natural self-discipline would fare, various existential and social questions, etc. But people also have more general questions on the reward system, human reward, on dopamine, on other monoamines, and some people, especially on the forum, have participated in formulating policy guidelines for how to address these problems if we should choose to develop this technology. People have also contributed with translations. The front page is available in 5 languages. People have just chosen to help us with translation, and people have helped with distributing material at their local universities and so on. And we'll see if we want to carry on with this project. It's been very interesting. If we do, we need much better and broader information on the site. We need extended user contribution. We're not that happy with the fact that most of the discussion has been about risk and potential problems. We'd like the users to contribute more to broader topics, really, the kind of impact that this technology could have, et cetera. And video has been the most used and most viewed source and feature that we've had, so we would continue in that vein. Transparency is really important, and that's the next thing we're going to do if we do carry on. People need to know what we're about. We need an about section and disclaimer. People need to know that this is not some sort of commercial concoction. And finally, networking and partnerships. If anyone else is interested in public participation projects that make good use of the web, or generally in rewarding brain stimulation and whether it could be applied to human patients, please let us know. Thank you.